This is radio station KAYT. Gina Alexandria. 88.1. Gospel Radio, serving all of Senla at 88.1.
Welcome to the media ministries of the Pleasant Hill Baptist Church, pastored by Reverend Joseph Garner at 1210 M.W. Harrison Street in Leesville. Now listen to the message already in progress by Reverend Joseph Garner.
Hey, did.
This preaching privilege. We thank you, God, that you are real, that you are God. And we ask now, God, that you will speak to our hearts, speak into our minds, God, a word that will keep us. We thank you for these blessings now. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Thank you, choir. Thank you, Sister Rosette, and certainly it is a song that confirms what God woke me up with this morning. And amen. I haven't even spoken with our choir director. Amen. But that was the song that I was going to sing even before I preached this morning.
Amen.
And that's just how the Spirit works, but it serves as confirmation for me that this is what the Lord wants me to talk about. In the book of Philippians, chapter 3, and it kind of, it starts in the middle of a sentence, but at verse 9, I want to start there and read through verse 12. Amen. Philippians chapter 3, verse 9 says, "And be found in him, not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection, fellowship of his sufferings, being made conformable unto his death, if by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead, not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus." Let's read on through verse 14. "Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus." God bless you. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. And the Lord laid it on my heart that there is a critical question that we must all ask ourselves as we embark upon this new year, a critical question. And thank you, ushers. I want you to isolate yourselves, if you will, on this morning. What do you mean, Pastor, isolate? For those of you who are married, I need you to just consider the single you right now. For those of you who are booed up or whatever your situation may be, I need you to have a singular focus on you right now, because one thing is sure. We come into this world alone, and we're going to leave alone.
Amen.
And so a lot of times we develop a false sense of security because we have all of these attachments, because I got my husband with me or my wife with me or my children with me. There is a certain level of comfort that is afforded us because we have these attachments, but the reality is that we come here alone and we're all gonna leave here alone. Amen. So right now, the critical question that God laid on my heart that we need to all ask ourselves is, why am I following Jesus? Why am I following Jesus? I don't know what this year holds, but that question needs to be answered, if nowhere else, in your own mind.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And in your own heart, you need to know why you're following him.
Yeah.
Church can get us twisted.
Come on.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
And in many churches, there is a lot of phoniness, a lot of fake stuff. A lot of phony people. You know, we dress up and come in here and act like we got it all together.
Amen.
We have attitudes that many times are ungodly. the way we treated. Y'all know church folk can be some of the worst folk you ever want to deal with. But I have come on this first Sunday of 2025 to remind us we're leaving here one way or the other. I was in New Orleans last Sunday. That's why I wasn't here. While y'all were in church, I was at the Saints game, the last home game of the season. I wasn't by myself. Amen. There were some other members up in there. But it just so happened that last Saturday, I was at the Lakeside Mall in New Orleans. I was sitting in my normal spot in the food court, reading my email, doing Facebook, yada, yada, yada. And somebody walked up to me and said, "Pastor Garner." And it was a young lady who I worked with in the Louisiana Baptist Youth Encampment for many years. And she saw me sitting there, and she came over, and she said, "What are you doing tomorrow?" I said, "I'm sitting here right now trying to think of which church I'm going to go to here in New Orleans." And she said, "How about coming to the Saints game?" She said, "I have a suite in the Superdome, and I'd love to have you to come and share in the suite." She said, "In the suite there, all the food is free, and they got Crown Royal and all kind of stuff." And y'all, I don't drink, so none of that. Amen. Give me a Coke and a Sprite, and I'm all right. Amen. But she said, "You can," and the seats are so comfortable. I mean, hey, you just get in that suite, and if you've ever sat in the Superdome, you know, especially when you get my size, those little seats, amen. And I said, "I will be glad to come and amen and share it." And it was an awesome experience to be in a suite in the Superdome. Amen. Eating fried chicken and red beans, the best red beans and rice I've ever had. And gumbo and nachos with all the trimmings and popcorn and petit fours, I think is how you pronounce it. All kind of good eating up in there. And sitting there watching a game in the best spot ever. Anyway, amen. But 30 years ago, amen, and the Lord told me last Sunday, he said, "Now when the game is over," he said, "you get out of New Orleans." That's what God told me, just like I'm talking to you. He said, "You get out of New Orleans." And I said, "Okay, God, I'm going to get out of New Orleans." I got in my truck, and I was leaving New Orleans and got as far as Kenner, and my check engine light came on and said, "Engine overheating, 295 degrees, and all I knew to do was pull over and turn it off. I pulled over, turned it off, called AAA, they sent a tow truck. Tow truck, we took it to the closest Ford dealership, left it there, caught an Uber to the airport, got me a rental car, and I did what God said, get on out of New Orleans and get home. But 30 years ago, I might have been on Bourbon Street at 3:15, and that ain't no issue now. Amen. Because 9 o'clock, I'm looking for a bed somewhere. Amen. But 30 years ago, when that tragedy took place, I might have been on Bourbon Street, and I'm one of those hard-headed folk who probably wouldn't have been running. I'd have been looking like, "You gonna hit me?" Amen. And I might have been laid out here. But it just made it even more real for me. Why do we come to church?
Come on.
Why are we following Jesus? Do we know? Amen. And then a question came in my mind. You know, we say we love our children and we love our spouses and we love our grandchildren and all of that. Well, if that love is real, and I'm not questioning anybody, I'm just saying that if that love is real, and if we really believe that God is real, amen. If we really believe that the Bible is real and right, where is the urgency for our children and our grandchildren to be saved? Where is the urgency for us to make sure we got our business straight? And I ain't talking about perfection. Y'all heard Paul. Paul said, "Amen. I don't count myself to have apprehended perfection. I ain't there yet." Amen. Amen. I'm striving to be everything God. Now, if Paul could say it, y'all need to be a little easier on your pastor, because I ain't there yet either. I'm striving, amen. Like Paul said, he said, but this one thing I do, forgetting what's behind, I'm going to keep pressing for that mark, for the prize of the high calling of God. I'm determined, y'all. I'm going to get there. And so I thought about it, you know, why are we following Christ? And then one reason many folk follow Christ is for hellfire insurance.
Yes.
I don't want to go to hell. Amen. And guess what? That's a good reason. Because if hell is anything like the Bible describes, and y'all, we don't preach on hell. We don't talk about hell. Amen. But hell is in the Bible. And many times when I'm preparing my sermons, I use Microsoft Word. And many times I'll put the word hell in, and Microsoft Word doesn't even recognize it. It'll say, don't you mean he will, contraction, heal? No, I mean hell. Amen. Because we have spiritualized hell out of our religion.
Yes, sir.
But tell your neighbor, hell is real. And I've said this before, I don't care, because I know everybody don't like Reverend Garner.
Come on.
Amen. And I know some of y'all look at me and say, he can go to hell. I don't care how much you say it. I'm not going to hell. It's too hot. Amen. If it's anything like the Bible says that in hell there's wailing and gnashing of teeth. The Bible says there's a fire that burns all of the time. And I don't care what you say about it, I ain't going to hell. It's a hot place. Amen. I heard the late Reverend E.V. Hill say that folks spiritualize and say there ain't a hell. He said, but every time a volcano erupts somewhere, and all that lava and stuff is shooting up out of the ground, he says, there's fire down there somewhere. Amen. And I don't want to, but if you're following Christ for hellfire insurance, that's a good reason. But I've come by on this first Sunday of 2025 to tell you that ought not be the only reason you're following him.
Amen.
To stay out of hell. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. There was this great preacher up in Indiana, Ohio, somewhere up there, Jack Howell. And he was known for the number of souls that he helped to get saved. And he promoted Sunday school in his church because he felt like that was a good way to get folk into church and get them to know about Christ. And somebody asked Jack Howell one day, why are you so big on soul winning, soul winning, soul winning? And Jack Howell told a story. He said that he had a dream one night. And in this dream, the angels had come and taken him to hell. And he said that when he got to hell, he saw all of these people behind these bars, and they were on fire but never burning up. They just stayed burning all the time. And he said their skin was just like melting, and their tongues were swollen, and their eyes were bulging, and the fire was so hot. And Jack Howell looked at the angel and said that, why, I thought God was a loving God. Why would God allow this? And the angel said they all had a chance. God said they all had an opportunity to get it straight, to get their business right with God. But they're here because they disobeyed and they neglected Christ as their Savior. And so Jack Howell looked at the angel and said, well, why don't you just be merciful and let a little air blow in here on them? And the angel said, no air in hell. He said, well, could you just give them a little glass of water? And the angel said, no water in hell. Amen. And Jack Howell went on to say that as he got ready to leave with the angel from hell, he said he looked behind one of the bars and saw his daddy. And he woke up screaming. And he said that he made a vow that night that whatever he could do to keep anybody else's daddy from going to hell, he was going to do that. And I'm your pastor, and my prayer today is that no one under the sound of my voice would ever have to experience hell. And I know some of y'all looking at me and say, well, Pastor, I'm going through hell here now. Amen. You may be going through some trials and some troubles here, but you don't know what hell is. Hell is a terrible place. I don't want to go to hell.
Amen.
Some people are following Christ because they don't want to go to hell. Good reason, but that ain't the real reason you ought to be following. The second reason some folk follow him is for what they can get. What are you talking about, Pastor? Throughout the Bible, whenever Jesus went about healing sick folk and feeding the 5,000, y'all know a lot of folk followed Jesus because they knew blessings followed him. And that's why a lot of folk come to church. They want the blessings. I want the blessing. I want this and I want that. Amen. But if that's the only reason you're following Jesus, that's the wrong reason. There ain't enough money. Amen. There are not enough blessings that can come my way, amen, for that to be the only reason. I hope that you're not following him for what you get, for what you can get. Amen. Well, Reverend, why should we be following Jesus? Turn back to Philippians. Go back to Philippians. We're going to die. And I don't mean to sound morose, morbid, but that's the reality. Young, old, good shape, bad shape, out of shape, we're all going to die. Amen. And we're going to spend eternity somewhere, either in heaven with God or in hell with that hot fire. I don't want to go to hell. I don't want you to go to hell. That's why I'm bothered by some parents and grandparents who neglect to encourage their children to get in church. And you know, and church don't necessarily save you, but it is a vehicle instituted by God, ordained by God to help us get there. Because this is where we get instruction. This is where we fellowship with folk who are going through stuff like we're going through. And we ought to be encouraging one another. Amen. This ought to be the last place where we're down on each other and condemning each other and pointing fingers of condemnation at each other. Don't act like you ain't never messed up. Don't act like your children ain't ever been in trouble. Amen. All of us who wear flesh got to go through some stuff here. Amen. That's why as members of Pleasant Hill, when y'all come to me with your problems and your issues, I'm not getting on the phone broadcasting what's going on with you or broadcasting how your child messed up. No, we all mess up. We all need grace. We all need mercy. We all need love. And we ought to encourage one another. There is no depth to which any member of this church can fall that I'm going to look down on you. Oh, my. Oh, my. Philippians chapter 3. Here's why we ought to be following him. It's in verse 10. Paul says, that I may know him. I want to know him. It is a that God would even allow all messed up us to get to know him. Yes. Folk are killing themselves because some Negro, amen, didn't want to get with them or some female didn't want to hook up with them and folk are committing suicide and all of that because they couldn't get that connect. But the greatest connect any of us could ever get is with God. And my brothers and sisters, we ought to be so thankful that we run to this place because God thought enough of you, he thought enough of me to say, come unto me. All ye who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Amen. You ought to be honored to run in here on Sunday and say, I get an opportunity, I get a chance to open up my mouth and praise God and worship him and tell him how much I love him. Do you know why? Because he looked beyond my faults and he saw my needs. Where are my folk who don't mind saying, I'm following him? The songwriter said it like this, oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. Y'all, I was on my way to hell. I was too mean to live and I wasn't fit to die. But one day God